from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
All right, welcome into a Way Back Wednesday on a Fesco in the morning. It is getting darker later.
What?
Not a fan of it.
You're totally wrong. It's getting lighter later getting darker earlier.
It's staying darker later.
Still. Just because it's your birthday today doesn't mean you can go out there and make things up. Exactly. Happy 37th birthday, Dust Man.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Shower me in gifts.
Yes, send the texts in this morning to the Jay's Southland Tow Service text line. Wish Dusty a happy birthday because you only turned 37 once. Unless you lie about your age, but whatever.
I'll never get any younger, and I'm the youngest I'll ever be, and I don't know how to keep going with that.
Yeah, you're the youngest you will ever be, but not the oldest you will ever be, yep. Or something like that. You will never be younger than you are right now.
Yep.
Right now.
And I'm
right
only going to get older.
And you're only getting older and older and older. I heard somebody the other day, not the other day, a while ago, they said, you know, life is the biggest terminal illness. I'm like, damn, that's a morbid way to look at things. But man, when you think about it, it really is true. So happy birthday, Dusty.
Thank you, sir.
It's all downhill from here. The hangovers get worse. The recovery gets longer. Nope. And the, well, you know how it goes.
Random fact, I don't get hangovers.
Oh, good for you.
What
that's wonderful. That's
serious.
Outstanding. Good for you.
I've only had one.
So you don't drink or what?
I mean, come on. Yeah, what's going on? Yeah.
Like a fish. Quite impressively, actually. People said if I started doing this show in the morning, how are you still going to be able to have your Miller Lights? Easy. You just move it up 2 hours. You start at 4, you end at 8, you get to bed by 9:30. You're here.
Right. Exactly. So
because here it's like Olive Garden. Here, your family.
That's
welcome
right.
to Fesco in the morning.
So what are you doing for your birthday? You going to all the Denny's? Brother Ryan used to go to all the Denny's and all the restaurants and get his free food on his birthday every single year. And that was like, I'm like, all right, how many restaurants are you going to dine in at today? Because it's your birthday. And he would say all of them and, you know, get the free fries at Red Robin or wherever they give free birthday things away.
Right. No. So I don't do that. Obviously, I think we're both Brother Ryan and Brother Dusty are two different people.
Yes. Yes, you are. Yep.
But I'm not into that. We talked about this the other day. A phobia going public on your birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Go to my stepdad's house, have a little rendezvous, a little grill session.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, fantastic day outside.
It's a great day, right?
Yeah. It's my birthday, but high of 85. It's currently 65 degrees outside.
No humidity.
Windows down on the way to work.
Oh, it was awesome.
Thank the man above for the beautiful weather. Mm-hmm. So grill out, have some, you know, a few cocktails, do the whole thing. And then I've got the excuse to be like, now, like, I got to get out of here at 8, man. Yep. I got to be up, you know, early in the morning. So, it's a good day, you know, spend it with family tonight and then, get on to it. And then Friday night's Blink 182. Super excited
there
about that.
There you go, yeah.
Saturday, smoking out some meats for the Chiefs preseason game.
What kind of meats? We're not going to watch the game either. Mac and I decided what you're going to do for the party or for the game. And so we decided we're not going to watch either. So what kind of meats are you going to be smoking?
Pork and my friends.
Oh, all right, nice.
Yeah.
You're
going to
pork everybody.
Yeah, I'm going to pork everybody.
Good for you.
And I'm, so I do it weird. I inject it with pineapple juice.
Mm-hmm.
Throw a little
Don't
seasoning.
Ever talk about your stuff on the air because people will weigh in and tell you you're doing it wrong, okay? I've come to find real fast, like, don't post a picture of your grill, don't post a picture of your meat, all that kind of stuff online. It's not good for anybody, okay? Because no matter what you do, no matter how you're doing it, somebody's going to tell you you're doing it wrong, especially around these parts, Dusty.
It's kind of hard.
I don't understand why you would put pineapple on your pork.
Well, it's acidic and it breaks it up.
Well, I'm just telling you, man. Like, people get so defensive and like you're doing it wrong style stuff all the time when you post your meat online. So do not post your meat online, okay, Dusty?
It's getting posted.
If you post your meat online, I'm going to tell you something. You're asking for a lot of people to criticize it. That's all I'm saying. Well, I think you probably should have turned the flame down. Like, God forbid you use a propane tank because you're trying to cook for your family fast. You will get propane shamed on social media if somebody sees you using a propane grill.
I'm just going to zig where Fesco zags. New gimmick. Don't do it. Then I do it.
That's right.
See what happens.
See what happens.
Got a winner, and there's a line drive into right center field. That's going to score two runs. Melendez going to try for second. Sliding and head first. They are never out of a game.
Denny Matthews on the call there. Concerning. I didn't send it last night, boys. I didn't send the panic button. I'm learning my lesson, but there is to be had a conversation between us fellas to the people on the radio. There is a conversation needs to be had. And that is the Royals are struggling against the playoff teams.
Yeah.
Or as one Bob Fesco would say, anybody but the Chicago White Sox.
Correct. Anybody but the White Sox. The Royals now are 51-51 in games not against the Chicago White Sox. Now, I'm not one of these folks who sits back and says, well, you know, they played the White Sox. That's the schedule. Everybody gets to play the White Sox, right? You got to do your damage against the White Sox. And the Royals did damage against the White Sox, right? 12-1 against that team. That's a huge win for a lot of people because I don't even believe Cleveland's that good against the White Sox. There are a lot of teams in this division right now that really haven't taken advantage of the White Sox being a very bad baseball team, right? They ended their losing streak last night. Congratulations to them. Only 21 games.
Do they start a new one?
They do. They'll start a new one, right? And one of the broadcasts I was watching last night between the Royals and Red Sox said something to the effect of, and the Royals had six of those wins against the White Sox. I'm like, ooh, God. But they did what they had to do. And so you can't take that away. You can't say, oh, they only made hay because they played the White Sox. Not everybody is 12-1 in Major League Baseball against the Chicago White Sox, but it's what they've done against everybody else. And I think we've seen over the last two nights right now that against everyone else, the Royals still have some growing up to do, right? And that's not a shot at the Royals at all. That's just they're young guys. They don't know how to quite know how to win just yet at the big league level. You learn how to win by winning. It happens. It's all a process. And I think sometimes we try to rush it a little bit, you know, in Major League Baseball, but there is a big learning curve right now. And, you know, there's a lot to learn about how to win at the big league level. And a lot of these guys have not been in this position before where now the pressure is turned up and the pressure is turned on. And I think what the Boston Red Sox have done over the last couple of nights, it's kind of been a little bit of a wake-up call for me because I thought, well, they're going to find a way to beat Boston. They will. They find ways all the time to win these games. And then they didn't, you know, and then they didn't on Monday and they didn't again last night. And those are concerning because now you've lost the series to the Red Sox. And as you were mentioning before the show today, you lose today to Boston. You're no longer a playoff team because the Red Sox are now just a half game back of the Royals for that final playoff spot. And the last thing you want to do is concede the postseason today to the Red Sox and give them, you know, that kind of advantage in the standings because after today, you got an off day, obviously. Then you got two against the Cardinals who aren't playing great baseball right now. But it doesn't get any easier. And so you want to take this game today and keep the Red Sox at arm's length. You know, keep them at a distance from you right now. So you got to find a way to salvage this game. But these last two games, man, you start to look at it and you go, are they ready to compete with the other playoff teams in Major League Baseball?
Yeah, I mean, Boston's outscored them in the first two games. I think it's 15-10. So there's a five-run differential. Yeah. There's one thing. This is where, like, I'm going to give you some sort of like confidence after we go through all of this, but when you look at it from the standpoint of to have a conversation of concern, the Royals' main thing all season long was their run differential versus teams, and it was always that it's -5 against Boston in two games when you're at home. The other positive thing that had the Royals is they were at one point 34-18 at home. They've lost two to Boston. The other thing about the Royals is they are 10-18 versus the quote unquote playoff teams, Baltimore, New York, Cleveland, Boston, Minnesota. I think there's one more. No.
No, that should be
that's
it.
All yeah. of them. And they're 10-18 versus those teams. That's a significant drop off from where they that's just those aren't good numbers.
Right.
And some of those games, yes, have been blown saves. Early on when Will Smith was the closer against Baltimore, there was a blown save. Yada yada yada. The other thing that's been good all year that's concerning against teams like this is that Seth Lugo and Brady Singer's two bad starts or two worst starts were against Boston.
Yeah, you look at what Lugo did last night, giving up six runs. Yeah. Only four of them earned, obviously, but
yeah.
still. And then, you know, Long didn't necessarily come in and, you know, do his job out of
right.
Again, another guy out of the bullpen that didn't get the job done last yeah. night, right?
And I know I give a lot of doom and gloom there, and happy frickin' birthday, right? But here's the other part. There's still only 5.5 games out of the division.
Mm-hmm.
Last I checked, there's still
everybody's
at least,
losing. The Guardians have lost three in a row. The
right.
Twins have lost a couple here. Like, everybody's losing games. This was the time, Dusty,
I get it.
To make up that ground, right?
Yeah.
This was the time to close that gap. And the Royals lost when everybody else losing, and that really does stink.
Right, and that's the thing that's crazy about baseball is that Minnesota, even though they're you know having their trials and tribulations right now, you're only a game and a half behind them.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can beat Boston today, you're a game and a half above Boston. If Minnesota loses, you're only a game behind Minnesota. Baltimore is now the number one wild card team in there.
Mm-hmm.
The Yankees have gotten back to their Yankee ways.
Right. The Yankees did not play yesterday, and
right.
took over first place. That's
right.
a great day, isn't it?
No game
and take over first place.
Best day of your life.
Yeah.
So, again, Guardians will play today at 12. Against the Arizona Diamondbacks.
I think they have a doubleheader today. I swear I saw two games on
they
that
do.
Schedule.
And then they play,
okay.
they play the traditional first, and it's like right back-to-back, 3-10 again, so they play two.
Yep.
They could lose both those games.
Sure.
Who knows? They're at home, though. Could be a different outcome. And then Minnesota obviously will play again today as well. But again, I don't think the playoffs are over. I don't think it's time for doom and gloom. I just want to bring this to light that, yes, they win. And somebody in the text line had a hilarious text said that Kansas City Royals, the Miami Dolphins. Yeah, you could beat up on the Broncos and the Raiders and the Panthers and the Cardinals.
Right.
But the thing is, you've also got to show everyone that you can beat the Buffaloes. You can beat not necessarily the Kansas City Chiefs, but the Ravens
mm-hmm.
or the Houston Texans. The Royals can beat up on the White Sox. They can beat up on the Tampa Bay Rays. They can beat up on the Tigers. You've got to, at some point, at least at this point in the season, prove that you can beat these teams. And when all the circumstances were in your favor and they went the opposite way, it's a cause for concern.
Sure it is.
It was Singer and Lugo. You were at home. Your team was riding high. And then Boston comes to town, and it's like you're a completely different team.
Yeah.
It's like the analogy I'll give it is when the guy hangs out with his girlfriend one-on-one, they're very cute. She's really into it. Then you bring him around his friends, and he's
and
like,
he's
I'll be right there. But she's like, you're a different person.
Right.
That's what I see with the Royals when they play the Red Sox or they play Cleveland or they play a team that's competitive in the playoffs. So, again, maybe when they get to the playoffs, if they limp in, the playoff vibe is there and everybody changes and everything, you know, kept ramped up.
Right.
But to be honest with you, Bob, the playoff vibes are already there. Boston here in Kansas City, the crowd's big. I know it's
yeah.
Boston. It's summertime. But, man, you got to show me a little bit more than this.
You do. Yeah. And the last two games leave, you know, a lot to be desired for this team right now. And that's okay. I mean, I don't think anybody going into this season thought postseason, right? I don't think anybody thought playoffs right now. And by no means is this team done. I'm looking at the text line and somebody texts in, this team is done. Focus back on your Chiefs coverage. what's going on in St. Joe that we need to focus on? First of all, this is a team that right now is in the playoffs. They hold a playoff spot. They may not tomorrow, but today they do.
Gonna play
and they're playing out, you know, better than anybody ever thought they would play.
Yeah,
nobody for the most part gave them a chance this year, and they're playing really good baseball. They made some great moves at the beginning of the year. They made some trade deadline moves. They're doing everything we want. John Sherman's investing in this team. Like, they're running a real legit great baseball operation right now, and this year is a step. Remember, they didn't just, you know, wake up in 2014 and all of a sudden make the playoffs. You saw it coming. going in 2012 and 2013. And then, boom, 2014 came and the Royals made it into the postseason and all the way to the World Series. And then 2015 happened. It's incremental steps. That's just the way baseball works. It's not the NFL where you can basically flip this thing on a dime, right? Like, you can make some nice moves like the Royals did and play some good baseball. But at the end of the day, you have to be playing your best baseball against those playoff teams at this time of the year. And there's still plenty, 48 games to go. There's still so much time left in this thing. There's no reason to write this team off right now and say it's over. That's the loser mentality that we can't have anymore, because this is not that organization anymore. No. This is not Loserville, USA. There are expectations to win, and I love it. And they still have an opportunity to win. You got Cole Reagan's going today against some guy I've never heard of, but they both have nice ERAs, right? And so you're going out there today and have a great opportunity to win. And you win this game today, and everybody's feeling better, right? We're all feeling great.
You never heard of Cutter Crawford?
Cutter Crawford with a K? Yeah. I was going to say Knotty Pine, I thought was his name.
Cutter Crawford, right? He's Walter Pennington's cousin.
Yeah,
baseball coverage on 610 Sports Radio.
Perfect baseball name. Cutter Henderson?
That's right. Cutter. What do you think his number one pitch is?
Not the changeup.
Baseball coverage on 610 Sports Radio is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Speaking of saving careers and changing careers is where we will shift next. For that texter that said, talk Chiefs, you're going to get exactly that. Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens. This is Fesco in the Morning. Back here on Fesco in the Morning, it is a way back Wednesday, 913-586-7610. Get it while it's hot. The boss does like to cancel things, so make sure you get it in while you can. That's what she said. 913-586-7610. Mac, who is this?
I was watching so much of The Office last night. It was that one episode where, like, corporate comes in and Jim says to Michael, that's what she says is done. And he just keeps, and Michael finally goes, that's what she said.
It's going to be really hard, you know. It's going to last a long
time. That's right. That's what she said. Right, yeah. Like, it's so good. Like,
he can't help it.
The show is just, there's supposed to be a reboot, I guess, coming out. And I guess he will not confirm or deny if he's going to be in it. Didn't we have The Office reboot when he left?
Terrible. I didn't watch the single episode.
I mean, it was bad. And I love Idris Elba, but he was not good in The Office for that, you know, that role or that character or whatever it was. Michael Scott was the show. And once he left the show, you should have left the show.
I did. Like, I've yet to see any episodes outside of my... Actually, that's a lie. I haven't seen the final season.
Yeah.
Like when they
I don't think I watched the final season either.
When they forced Robert California and Will Ferrell down my throat, I was out.
I don't even really remember that. I must not have been watching those final years either. Like, you start
twice,
to just
get your ass downstairs now.
Yeah.
Wow, Will Ferrell's here. Thanks. Will Ferrell was funny for like 3 years.
You know, after I love Will Ferrell and he makes me laugh. I think he's hysterical, but like, there hasn't been anything new. You know what I'm saying? Like, Anchorman was great, and then I was waiting for the next great after Anchorman. And the best thing that came after Anchorman was him at the Royals game yelling at Gene Lamont.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and they were doing the Gene Lamont thing, Gene, and the come on, Chen thing that took off. I mean, that became a thing here in Kansas City.
Come on, Chen. Yeah, I mean, Anchorman's great. Old School's fantastic. Talladega Nights is great. I know I'm an old man now. I'm 37 today, but Step Brothers,
Whoa.
Yeah, well, you're 26, man, so 25.
We best friends?
Yeah. I don't know. Just went into it, but welcome.
That's
into
fine. You don't have to be into everything. Like, I hate when you.
I love Elf.
Elf was fantastic. Oh, yeah. Elf is great.
Like,
yeah.
What the good or the other guys? Like,
Anchorman 2 was no good.
Trash.
Yeah.
Blades of Glory, trash.
Have you ever had a great sequel to anything? You know, like
Terminator 2.
Okay, that's
Godfather.
Fair. Yeah, The Godfather.
Shrek 2.
Not Godfather 3, but yeah. I think for the most part, the sequels aren't that good. Like, you have these expectations going in, and then all of a sudden they fall kind of flat on their face.
Stay at the top.
Like, Caddyshack 2 apparently was airing the other day, and Pee-wee's Big Top, right? And somebody like I actually like Caddyshack 2. Yeah. You like Caddyshack 2?
The only scene that's funny is when he goes into the meeting office and he takes the baseball bat to, like, everything in that guy's office.
I vaguely remember Caddyshack 2. I remember, was Jackie Mason was in Caddyshack 2, right?
He's a construction owner.
Yeah, but I don't really remember anything outside of Jackie Mason being in Caddyshack 2. That's how bad that movie was. And so maybe if I see it somewhere, I'll go back and watch it again. But like even Caddyshack 2 is embarrassed to have that streaming anywhere. That's how bad it is.
I want to say Step Brothers came out in 2008. Totally more your generation than mine.
That's true.
I was 10 when that came out. That
was
not.
I was 18.
Yeah. That was aimed towards you more
than me. No, I was 21. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah. So anyway, but like you made that statement, you didn't like Step Brothers, right? Mm-hmm. I hate when people say, how could you not like that? Well, it's my taste. It's my opinion. I don't have to like everything because people tell me to like it, you know?
Yeah, it's a lot like the Dolphins offense. It came out blazing hot, and I was into it. And then after a while, I was like, dude, I'm exhausted.
Yeah.
Like when he starts calling him Mr. Doback at the dinner table, like I laughed hysterically. Like the opening scene when they're singing Sweet Child of Mine, hilarious. And then it gets like over the top, like the girl, the wife's like being super creepy to whatever. Yeah, I'm just all right, this is.
You're out. Yeah, that's you know fine.
I think We Are the Millers is funnier than Step Brothers.
Oh, We Are the Millers. Wow. So
you're getting paid for this?
So years ago, we like got the kids when they were much younger. And we're like, let's have a family movie night. Let's watch We're the Millers. Right?
And you know, Bob lost it to Jennifer Aniston scene. When she gets in the shower, Bob's like putting the pillow over his lap. What's that, honey?
Chet and I are like, we didn't realize this was bad like this. Like, you know, we're not one to shy away from our kids, you know, learning about life and
that
things.
Spider
of that
bite
nature,
seems pretty
right?
interesting.
But like, we're like, damn, that's like, we didn't realize it was that, like that style of movie. I just thought it was more of a comedy than anything. I didn't realize it was raunchy like that. Anchorman was really good. Old School was fantastic. But like, I don't remember, like Will Ferrell hasn't had a hit in a very long time, but I still like, he makes me laugh. His face just makes me laugh every time I see him. So happy birthday, Will Ferrell, 37 today.
Okay. You can shove that right up your ass.
I think Will Ferrell's actually a part of our Way Back Wednesday that we just played.
Yeah.
That was for Dustin in Derby, Kansas. That was Despicable Me by Pharrell Williams. That was for his 4-year-old daughter. They're headed to training camp this morning.
Nice. Enjoy training camp. Let us know what you see so we can let that texter know.
Yeah, we got to let him know. Yellow jerseys.
Yeah.
Don't touch the quarterback.
Don't talk about a playoff team. Get back to football.
We will dive into that topic. We got lost
we got a
into
month
the movies.
Before football goes.
Semi-pro is better than We Are the Millers. You, sir, have an opinion that I don't agree with.
That's
okay.
Fine. That's
we can
fine,
agree to
man.
Disagree.
Yeah.
I'm a very agree-disagree person.
Yeah. If you like something, that's all you. But you know,
I don't
it doesn't
like
mean I have
but
to.
I can understand why people do.
Yeah, sure.
They're deaf. Mm-hmm. It's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
Don't make matter taste matter of fact.
Oh, my.
There you go.
Oh, my.
Oh, my God.
That was from the depths of Mac's soul.
Yeah. How long have you been holding on to that one?
I was like Wyatt Earp over here, shaking the hand by the pistol.
That was like Brioche, bro. Brioche, bro.
Oh, God. That was funny. I had a guy at work yesterday morning. He goes, you know what our chicken club comes on? I go, huh? He goes, brioche. I was like, yes. Noah, there you go.
There it is.
He's like, brioche, man. He goes, honestly, though, I really do love a brioche bun. I'm like,
he
see how it,
it
works?
Yeah,
I was like, you
right.
see how this goes?
See how the conversation
you
starts.
You throw a word out there and you just let it react like you're at a bar.
Right, exactly.
Which is exactly what we just did. Coming back on the other side.
Right.
We'll dive into
brioche.
Camp and Rasheed Rice. I promise. Fesco, Mac, Dusty.
I'd rather dive into brioche.
Welcome back to Fesco in the Morning, a Way Back Wednesday, 913-586-7610. You text in what song you want to hear, but you got to text in your name as well. Mr. Mac, what do we got here?
Jump, Van Halen, and let me see. This is Kevin in Lathrop, Missouri?
Lathrop.
Lathrop, thank you.
Lathrop. That's that Tennessee accent.
Yeah.
Lathrop.
Lathrop. That's usually the Missouri accent, though.
Somebody in the text line said, hey, Bob. Quit being such a Fonzanoon.
I can't pretend to like people that I don't like. Listen, I don't know why you're so impressed with these Fonzanoons anyway.
What's a Fonzanoon?
A Fonzanoon is a guy who farts in the bathtub and bites the bubbles.
Alfonso, no.
See, it tells you how bad a movie it is. Like, you can't even find a real clip of that movie on
that's
there.
All we
you
got
to find somebody who held up a recorder to the TV when it was on. That's how you know something's really bad.
Stop being such a Fonzanoon.
When there's not a good recording of it out there. Caddyshack 2, ladies and gentlemen. That sums up the movie right there.
A Fesconoon.
You can do that, yeah. Maybe we could start that. Who's the Fesconoon of the week, right?
There we go. See how that works?
I like that, yeah.
See how that works?
Spectre wins.
Yep. Oh, that's tough to say out loud.
Why?
You never want your boss to win.
Oh, I see. He won that award, though, right?
Oh, the Fonzanoon?
Yeah.
He's such a Fonzanoon.
Right.
So Chiefs camp driving through. It's weird with the Royals being so successful, camp's got to be coming close to being coming to an end, right?
I would imagine here pretty quick. We like got our first preseason game this weekend. So usually after that, they practice for a couple of more days, break camp, and get back to Kansas City, and everybody gets comfortable in their own bed, and you start focusing on the season. But tomorrow is 4 weeks away from the start of the regular season. My wife and I were going through the schedule yesterday. She goes, well, we got the Chiefs on the 15th. We're splitting tickets this year with a friend of ours.
Nice.
And she goes, we got the Chiefs on the 15th. And I'm like, that's coming up fast, man. Like, that's going to be here before we know it. The weather yesterday kind of turned a little fallish for everybody,
today,
it's beautiful weather outside. It's not going to be in the 90s until next week again, so enjoy it while you can. But, you know, the fall is here. The crisp air is here. The team's getting ready, and we're still 4 weeks and a day away from that first game against the Baltimore Ravens. But I feel like the team's probably getting ready for the Baltimore Ravens. Like, they're not up there just kind of going through the motions. They're getting ready to go out there and destroy some Ravens on Thursday Night Football. Because you remember the last time the Chiefs hosted that opener, Dusty, was a year ago against the Lions. They were that up-and-coming team, and Kadarius Toney lost the game.
Right. But I thought it was interesting. Yesterday was the first day that we'd heard from Rashee Rice. I know that maybe not all camp audio does it for everybody, but he did have a couple of key quotes that I thought were interesting that tie into this next topic of being in the right place with the right people.
It's very important just because I get to be out here and still be a part of my team. And, you know, we get to dominate and focus on our goal this year.
Camp cliches on Friday as
well.
Well,
good.
Honestly, it's still a legal process and my team's handling that.
Of course, that question was going to get asked, but this is the one that kind of stuck out to me.
Just continue to, you know, surround myself with people that I want to be like, and just continue to surround myself with people that are going to allow me to grow.
I think this is interesting because I'm going to be honest with you. I believe...
Please lie to me instead.
I can.
Okay.
But I'll look you directly in the eyes when I lie to you. That's one of my traits. Is that thing that really sticks out to me in this is that I truly believe that if Rashee Rice is on another team, he's probably not in the NFL in 2 to 3 years. And I'll explain. To me, he's in the best situation that a player that's gone through what he did in the offseason. Again, we don't know anything about what's going to happen with suspension. So when you get asked at a dinner table or at a bar, you know as much as the next guy. I promise you, I don't know any more information than anybody else. So
the team doesn't even know any information. That's the thing right now.
But this is a situation that we've seen in the past that works with this personnel that have plenty of examples of how players were either bought in or taught to become something that they weren't, and they become a better person in the system with Andy Reid and this sort of team dynamic sort of coaching atmosphere. And I'll explain. You remember, maybe some people forget, Travis Kelce wasn't the most likable guy the first 4 or 5 years of his career.
Yeah, he was close to being cut. I mean, Andy had a press conference where he said, one more deal and we're done with this guy, basically.
Right. You know? And you remember the antics? There was the motion that he gave against the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, he was rolling the dice.
Rolling dice. Yeah. He threw the towel in the ref's face. Right. There, not the face, but like as it was a flag, got ejected. They almost lose that game against Jacksonville. They don't, but it was one of your leaders. Shows his true characters in the moment.
Right. The fly Eagles fly thing that he did, I think that was the one where Andy finally said, all right, man, any more out of you and you're out of here.
And then the one thing I remember is they played at the time, I believe it was the San Diego Chargers, and he was suspended for the first half because he broke curfew, which is one of those things like, I don't care who you are, I don't care where your career is going, but you don't get to break the rules because you think you're better than everybody else. You think about Tyreek Hill's situation. Got drafted, a lot of criticism, a lot of stuff. Comes out a little bit later. There's a story that breaks. We end up playing the actual audio here. I remember being here that day, hearing that audio go on the air. And Tyreek Hill, if he's not in the Kansas City Chiefs system, who knows?
Right.
Now he's in Miami and he's got 45 kids and he's doing all these podcasts and it's a different system, a different person. You're seeing a different personality or maybe his true personality that's getting
But if
released.
He didn't have that kind of structure with Andy and everybody when he first came into the league, maybe he's not in Miami right now. You don't know what happens.
And the thing that's the truth about those two players are probably now Hall of Famers.
Mm-hmm.
They're all pros. One of them is the best player in the NFL, according to
the players.
And
vote taken December 26th.
And Travis Kelce is going to go down as the greatest tight end in the history of the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
Rashee Rice, after last year's rookie showing, has potential, we can all agree, has potential to be an all-pro outstanding wide receiver, especially when he has a guy like Andy Reid and a guy like Patrick Mahomes. And when I think the truth came to Travis Kelce was, I need to grow up a little bit, Plus, I've got this quarterback that might make my career that much better, and by God, it actually did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Rashee Rice is in the same boat.
Well, I think if you want to be a star football player, you come to Kansas City, right? And they'll make sure that if you have that talent, they'll get you to that level where you can be a star football player. And they're also going to help you navigate life. I mean, life is not an easy thing to navigate as a 22-year-old, a 23-year-old, a 47-year-old, a 37-year-old, a 27-year-old. Like, life is not easy for right. any of us to navigate. You all want to have those mentors and those leaders in your life that can help you through things. And what better leaders and mentors to have than Travis Kelce, who's been through it, right? Yep. And came out the other side, obviously. Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, and this organization. They do a great job of mentoring and leading and making sure these guys do the right things in order to have that success on the field. And we've talked about Rashee Rice since the first week of training camp, and I told you he was turning a lot of heads up there. Like, people were like, oh my God, you should see Rashee Rice right now and what he's able to do, you know, out there on the field. And we know he has talent. It's just making sure he does all the right things off the field. And that goes for anybody in any organization, whether you're a football player or you're selling insurance. You want to make sure you do the right things all the time, but sometimes you need to have life lessons, things mm-hmm. to happen to you to straighten you out, right? And if this incident that took place back in March or whenever it was with Rashee Rice is the incident that ultimately turns him and he stays out of trouble the rest of his life and he becomes an upstanding citizen and a Hall of Fame wide receiver, you can look back to that incident and say, that was a growing moment. That was mm-hmm. a learning moment. We all need those in our lives. Yeah. And I feel like just from talking to enough people, that was a major wake-up call for Rashee Rice. And now he's focused on doing everything on the field to become an even better wide receiver than he was a season ago. And if you make mistakes, who better to help lead you than Andy Reid, who's been an unbelievable leader for so many people over the years?
Yeah, I mean, the track record shows, like, if you didn't see players that either are now announcers or commentators or, hell, even coaches or ex-teammates that are on other teams, they still, every time you see it, come over, say hi to Andy Reid, they embrace him.
Mm-hmm.
And I do truly mean this. I think that if Rashee Rice is on a different team, I don't know if he's the same person or has the same sort of guidance, because even like little like microcosms of things that have happened in the Chiefs organization where, like, I think it was, what, 2 years ago, Justin Reid was barking back at Cincinnati.
Yeah.
And then Andy Reid's like, yeah, it's been addressed. We don't do that kind of stuff here. And
it was over.
And it was over. And there was, and now, you know, you don't really hear that sort of, you don't see that from players. And you look at guys like Frank Clark that come to this team
yeah.
and like he's changed as a person and talks about how Andy Reid, we have audio of that where
yep,
he's,
Andy, you know, changed him. Yep.
Exactly. So, I mean, it's a good thing sometimes to get punched in the face with reality to realize, hey, like, you're not bigger than the situation or a lot of things in this world.
Oh, I think athletes need that more than anybody, because their entire life they're told they're better than everybody else. Oh, you can run faster, you can pitch faster, you can hit better, you can catch yeah. better than everybody else. Oh, you got a D in that class. All right, well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to give you a C so you can play Friday right. night, right? And, like, it starts with little things, and people continue to, like, each athlete as they get better has their wolf, if you will, mm-hmm. if that's an example that people understand, and they clean up everything for you, right?
Yep.
And so you've got the opportunity to have that when you're an athlete because, well, you produce on the field, and when you produce on the field, you're looked at as a better person than everybody else. Some people look the other way for a lot of things. And so you get away with stuff from the time you're probably, I don't know, 14, 15, people start looking, he can play, let's figure it out. And then you get to a point where you're an adult and you do something that can't be looked at the other way, right?
Right.
So that, to me, there's a societal problem here. Mm-hmm. We celebrate the athlete way too much. We look the other way starting in middle school and high school to help guys and gals, you know, clean things up so they can play in the game on Friday night or whatever the case may be. And then that becomes the norm for the athlete. And they think no matter what they do, the wolf is going to come in and clean up for them and take care of things for them, and it doesn't matter. And then you get to a situation where that doesn't work anymore. And you're like, So sometimes you got to say, you know what? You got to take responsibility for your own actions. I think Rashee Rice has legitimately taken responsibility for his own actions and understands what he did was not a good thing.
Yep.
And he's probably not going to put himself in that situation again.
And also believes in the talent that he has that inside his repertoire. Mac, do you understand the reference of the wolf coming to clean things up?
No.
Okay. Fesco in the Morning brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster's patented MyQ technology and is the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainerKC.com. I'll give you another quiz. That is from the same movie that has a wallet that says Bad MF on it. Do you get that reference? We'll talk about Pulp Fiction.
How about Royale with cheese? Do you get that reference?
No. You'll go home and watch Pulp Fiction tonight. Great Quentin Tarantino movie. Got to keep one. Plus, there's more Brandon Ayuk news. And I think Bob and I both know where it's going to end. We'll tell you on the other side. You're listening to 610 Sports Radio. Hearing this song and watching this skateboarder in the Olympics kick his helmet, just punted his helmet out of the pool. That's what they call those, Bob, is
yep,
a pool.
Yep. Because you know what happens after the Olympics? They fill it with water and it becomes a community pool for everybody.
In Paris. Welcome back to Fesco in the Morning on a Way Back Wednesday. You text in the song to 913-586-7610. Leave your name and Mac will do the rest. Mac, where are we at on this one?
This is from our guy Ozzy. Plush by the Stone Temple Pilots.
What a great song. Good call.
Is it Ozzy or Aussie?
Aussie.
Okay. Pearl Jam's great.
Yeah, they are.
We talked about bands you want to see live before it's too. Yeah. This is one we need to go see.
Yeah,
I've never seen them, and I need to.
So my buddy and I, Ralph, were talking about
Big
this.
Ralph.
And we were like, all right, here's what we need to do. We need to go to Chicago and see Pearl Jam at Wrigley, right? And they're doing it Labor Day weekend. But, you know, Labor Day weekend's always so tough. I think we have like 3 soccer tournaments that weekend. So it's like you can't get away when you have kids. Labor Day weekend and that kind of stuff. So we're going to have to make sure that we get up there at some point in time to see Pearl Jam. I want to see them at Wrigley Field. And for me, it's always about the concert venue plus the artist. I think that matters. Like seeing an artist at a venue that truly, really does matter. I have not been to Red Rocks.
Bucket
I haven't.
List?
It is, but it has to be the right artist, right? I just don't want to go to Red Rocks just to see a concert. Yep. It used to be Buffett. Obviously, that's not going to happen anymore. And every year when the Red Rocks schedule comes out, I look at it. I'm like, I don't know. Like, I don't know that I need to go see String Cheese Incident at Red Rocks. Like, I feel like they play there all the time. I may end up seeing Cheese at. Do you like Cheese?
Yes.
Yeah. So I may end up going to see them at Red Rocks just because like they feel like I don't know if this is the right terminology these days. They feel like they're the house band for Red Rocks. Like every time you look at the schedule, Cheese is on the schedule. I'm like,
they've got residency at Red Rocks.
Yeah, right. It's true. They've got residency there. So no, Red Rocks is a place that I would like. Like I saw Guns N' Roses at Dodger Stadium because they're from LA. Then I saw them in St. Louis because they got banned from St. Louis in the 80s. And so it was their first show back, which was pretty cool. I'd love to see Pearl Jam at Wrigley. That's where I saw Buffett with my father, you know, like places like that. Like I think the venue plus the band makes for a cool story.
Yeah, that's why it's cool seeing like little indie bands at like the Midland.
Yeah.
I saw Laura Geron there. It was a great night. I did find a tip at Red Rocks, though.
Oh, yeah.
There's a restaurant because it's a long line to get into Red Rock.
Okay.
Right? To get the amphitheater to like
Who
see your
you
show.
Seen there?
I've not seen anybody.
Oh, you haven't?
But I've got people that have told me there's a restaurant, and if you reserve a dinner reservation, they'll let you go out the back door, which leads you right into the amphitheater.
Oh,
so if you get a restaurant, if you get a reservation, you don't have to go through the line. You just get to go right out of the restaurant or into the amphitheater. You don't have to worry about standing in the long-ass line that gets into the concert.
Cool. Good to know.
Go see anyone at Red Rocks. That's your problem, though. The venue is second to none.
I don't have a problem. I have other things going on, and a lot of times the schedule doesn't work out. But thanks for your help.
I've got a fever, and the only prescription is more cowbell. I make gold-plated diapers.
He didn't get the wolf reference. You think he got that reference? Not a chance.
Of course I got that reference.
You did.
I've seen Pulp Fiction. I can't believe I didn't get any of that.
String Cheese is coming to the Midland in September, Bob.
All right.
Anyways, Matt came up with a question. I'll let you guys answer first. You can only keep one. Sky Moore or Kadarius Toney? Who are you keeping?
Well, I'm keeping Sky Moore.
That's it?
Yeah. There's
no other explanation?
No, I mean, I think it goes without saying, right?
Mac like, distress.
Sky Moore didn't cost us any games last year like Kadarius Toney did. Kadarius Toney single-handedly cost us 2 games, Buffalo and Detroit. I don't know that Sky Moore cost us any games. He just wasn't anything spectacular.
No, he didn't get the chance to. He wasn't playing.
He's a draft pick. He doesn't make a whole heck of a lot of money, and I don't think both of those guys are going to make the roster, right?
I think they're both gone.
No, I don't think both of them are going to make it. I think it's one or the other. That's kind of, you know, I got my intel up. I got my antennas up. I think it's one or the other that makes the roster. I could be totally wrong about that. Injuries and things like that will happen. And you know, you may find yourself keeping both of those guys on the roster. But I think it is an uphill battle. I think they're kind of the same type of player, right? I know they're trying to give Kadarius Toney as much as they possibly can with a look-see because everybody believes he's like the best athlete on the roster. But Mondi was the best athlete on the roster, too. Sometimes the best athlete on the roster doesn't end up being the best player on the roster. And so I think it comes down to that trust with Patrick Mahomes. If you're looking for that final wide receiver spot, who does Patrick trust the most? In my opinion, it should be Sky Moore because Kadarius Toney legitimately broke Patrick Mahomes last year, right? Legitimately broke the quarterback last year. Like, Kadarius Toney did what 31 other teams can't do, and that's break Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
Why keep him around if he's got the quarterback melting down on the sidelines?
Yeah.
Because he's got a million times more potential than Sky Moore, and he can do more things. You know, we're talking about Kadarius Toney in a negative way, him playing running back. You know, I kind of saw that as in a positive light. You know, he's so talented that you can go put him at another position. You know what Sky Moore can't do? Can't really return anything. Can't really play running back. He's not really good at his own position right now. He's supposed to
be Kadarius Toney?
I mean, he's not good at catching the ball, but we know he's good at everything else. I don't know what Sky Moore is good at. He's supposed to be good at short yardage situations, quick, getting open for little first downs, kind of a possession wide receiver. I don't see any of that from him. I don't think he's particularly quick or agile. I don't think he's good at creating space on his routes. I see him getting blanketed at every camp video I see. I think Kadarius Toney can do three different things for this team and has worlds more potential than Sky Moore. I'll take a flyer for $2 million on Kadarius any day.
You say worlds of potential, but you know I'm old enough to say I've seen 85 million guys that have worlds of potential that never realize it. And I also see guys that cost you games, right? This was the number one seed in the postseason if Kadarius Toney's not on the team last year.
The difference is he's not going to be a number one, two, three, or four wide receiver on this team next year like he was last season. He was the number one going into the year, right? That was the whole thing.
Right, yeah,
he's not going to be
absolutely.
He's not going to be a starter.
No, he should not be. Neither of those guys.
I'm not
stumping for Sky Moore here or stumping for Kadarius Toney, but I'm just looking at like neither one of those guys is going to be counted on. I don't think in a big way, and that's okay. Sometimes we put too much pressure on guys, and they're not able to handle that pressure. Like, how many guys have we seen over the years with the Royals, from Johnny Giovitella to Keila Kaiahue to whoever, you know, like, oh, this is the next. And we put all this pressure, and then they're not the next because they're not that good, right? So I think maybe, you know, with Sky Moore and Kadarius Toney, it's okay to just be a piece of a football team. They don't have to be something spectacular, but there's a lot of people out there who believe anybody who steps on the field should be the greatest at what they do. It doesn't work that way.
I think the kind of throw counter arguments with both of your takes. Sky Moore, we've always been told, like, legs like tree trunks, runs routes like a running back. Once he gets, we haven't seen it. But also hasn't, like you said, really cost you games last year. The year before, they put him in a position they had never been in. The punt returns was atrocious, but ends up catching a Super Bowl touchdown. You think that's going to open up the floodgates for Sky Moore, and we just kind of fell flat last year. As for
Kadarius Toney, helped you win a couple of big games, right?
Had the punt return against the Eagles.
Right. Big, huge.
And the other thing about Kadarius Toney that I would say is a red flag, and maybe I'm, you know, off my hinges here, but if they're taking you from your original position and they're trying to experiment with you at a different position in your, what, third or fourth year in the league, that to me is a red flag because they're telling you, like, it's not working out over here. We're going to try to see if it works out over here where you're already two men behind.
Right.
And then that also brings up the roster spot. Now, to go against both those takes, Max 100% correct. The agility, the speed, the everything is there. But to counter that, how can we see it? It's like you bring up Adalberto Mondesi. You'd see him hit a 435-foot home run, and then you'd never see it again because he couldn't stay on the field and stay healthy. But the talent was there, and we heard all about it. Oh, he's a five-tool, speed, defense, power, kind of
and he was. Like, and I've never seen anybody run the bases like I did with Mondy.
Seven came around.
He's not like Mondy. Like, Mondy was like, oh, my God, and then he only did it one time. That was it. It was over, yeah.
And for Sky Moore, and you look at the salary cap, like, it's, you know, it's going to cost you, like, maybe just a little over $1 million as a roster hit. Or a salary cap hit, I think it's like either 1.2 or something like that, and then it's 970,000 if you cut him. Cheaper just to keep her, right? That's the old song, yeah. Cheaper to keep her, you know, whatever. And I think that with Sky Moore, there's just a little, like, there's a little something where it's route running to me. It's like when Mahomes, the interception's going Sky Moore's way, it's because he was 2 yards short of the route, or he went 2 yards over the route, and it's like, that can't happen in year three. But can you trust it to not happen? With Kadarius Toney, like you said, last year when the tip pass in the New England game was an interception, Mahomes goes to the bench and it's just like, okay, he's lost it.
Right.
Like, you can't have that.
Right.
You can't have the guy that's manning the ship not focused and angry because of one certain person. But
that's
again,
right. I forgot about the New England game, too. He lost it in that game, too.
And then you never saw him again. Then he was a healthy scratch.
Yeah, that was it for him.
The other thing is when Sky Moore is in adversity.
And he didn't even understand that he was a healthy scratch, too.
Right. He goes, I ain't hurt. But the thing is, and that brings up my next point, Sky Moore, and we talked about the Rashee Rice and the family sort of thing. Sky Moore is one of those guys that, yes, he struggles, but he stays quiet with his struggles and he tries to get better and you don't hear about it. You can boo and hiss him all you want during the game. Kadarius Toney, if something goes wrong, we're not 100% sure he's not going to be a loose cannon. Now, it got nipped in the bud pretty quickly last year when he came out and said stuff. But again, with the question coming back full circle, which one do you keep? Can I be honest and say neither one?
Yeah, that's fine. Look, I would not be surprised if Sky Moore makes the team or Kadarius Toney makes the team. Neither of them make the team. Both, like, I wouldn't be surprised with anything. Like, I think they're going to try to trade one of these guys, right? And I think that's the best route. And people would say, well, why would somebody else want them? Well, because people never give up on talent, right? You can always
give Brett picks.
Yeah, exactly. Somebody will trade a sixth or a seventh round pick for Kadarius Toney or Sky Moore, and I could see that potentially happening, you know, as well with these two guys. But I think you have two guys that are kind of the same wide receiver, if you will, fighting for a spot on the roster. I just don't know that there's room for Sky Moore and Kadarius Toney. And really where it comes down to me is, as the text line pointed out, and I think this is a really good text, about Kadarius Toney, and it says, KT is a liability, period. Sky may just not get open. I'd rather have a guy who doesn't get open than have a guy that's a liability out there on the field. And as you're going for a three-peat, you're going for 20-0, you're trying to set, you know, historical records and historical marks, you can't have guys that are a liability. And I do agree with the 913. KT is a liability. Like, ask yourself this. If he's lined up as a Chiefs fan, are you going to feel comfortable about it? I don't think anybody would answer that question yes, right? I think everybody would look at it and go, oh my God, first of all, is he going to line up on sides? And second of all, is he going to catch the ball? Is it going to be tipped up in the air? Is it somebody that we can truly rely on? And I think when you're a football team or any kind of team, and take your own office, you got somebody on your team that's not a reliable person, that brings down everybody. It ruins everything that you're trying to accomplish. And if Kadarius Toney is not a reliable guy and Patrick Mahomes doesn't view him as somebody that he knows is 100% reliable, there's no space for you here. No soup for you.
I will say this before we get into the next topic. Who do you trust more to keep this thing as perfect as you have to be through a three-peat, Sky Moore or Kadarius Toney?
Sky Moore.
Mac?
I mean, because he's a zero, sure, Sky Moore. Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of a zero,
I had somebody the other.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number
1.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Today, yeah. my buddy Mason's getting ready to go to KU. Shout out, Mason. He goes, I'd rather have Remigio on the roster than either of those two guys.
Me too. Nico Remigio is my choice.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.